Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder 5 times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
Hi, this is Addison Russell, shortstop for your world champion baseball team. Being a world champion has been an extraordinary experience in many ways. That's why I'm a customer at Audi Orland Park. They make the ordinary experience of buying a car extraordinary. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary at Audi Orland Park?
Our ordinary needs to be extraordinary. Audi Orland Park on 159th Street or AudiOrlandPark.com. That's AudiOrlandPark.com.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
3-2 to Schwarber, drilled in the air, deep right field, get out the tape measure, long gone, Sheffield Avenue.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It's 1 o'clock for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio.
He can do some different things, and that's what makes him so special when he's out there pitching for us, because of the talent that he has, the talent that he brings to the table, you know, when he's out there pitching. And, I mean, I know we saw him last night, but, you know, even in the World Series, you know, you're in awe.
Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio raving about the performance of John Lester, who threw the team's first complete game this year as the Cubs beat Johnny Cueto and the Giants last night. So the Cubs are now 5-2 on the homestand. It continues tonight against San Francisco. Kyle Hendricks and Matt Moore, the starters. Bosio, a guest with Mully and Hanley this morning. White Sox in Arizona this afternoon. The Sox trying to salvage the series after losing the first two games. Jose Quintana gets the ball. Elsewhere, bottom four, Minnesota 4, Baltimore 1. Toronto and Milwaukee scoreless in the third. Basketball, WNBA, Elena Deladon back in Rosemont, this time in a Washington uniform. She's got 10 points. Mystics lead the Sky 52-49 in the third. Michael Jordan's Hornets will host the 2019 NBA All-Star Game. College basketball, for the first time in 60 years, DePaul will play Illinois. It's official. They'll meet November 17th in Champaign. Football, the NFL is keeping the 2018 Pro Bowl in Orlando. Searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Cubs pregame is presented by BBVA Compass. Tune into the BBVA Compass pregame show today. Hashtag live bright. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Giants on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Zach. And this transition on The Score is brought to you by Antioch Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Drive and discover huge savings on every new vehicle they sell now through May 31st. They make it easy. Visit driveantioch.com.
Y'all know what time it is.
Thank you, Zach Zabeman, for some interaction and the updates as well. Joe Ostrowski for some interaction, getting defensive about the review of his cereal draft by our cereal tester from General Mills.
Well, do better.
It's true. Thank you to Mike Florio.
Wait, he had a literal review, like an actual professional review?
We had a follow-up. Campy knows somebody who was is a cereal tester at General
Seriously?
Mills.
Yeah. So they gave us draft grades.
I had not heard the whole puffed rice thing, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Madden.
Absolutely vile.
I've never had it.
Oh, it's the worst. Slimy. That they literally, it gets slimy. Mm. It's, and I don't mind odd textures in cuisine, but that's a bridge too far.
puffed rice. What the hell's wrong with him?
He said he missed it. Lactose intolerant.
I just like the official definition: a puffed form of grain, usually made from rice.
Usually,
yeah.
What puffed rice is not made from rice? What's it made from?
It's made from Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp, who are fine producers. Ray Diaz does good work. Thank you, Ray. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow, Len Casper and more. Cubs have an afternoon game tomorrow, so we'll be here until 12:40 or so.
Sounds good. Bernstein and Goff are here. They have Chris Bryan at 2 o'clock. How's it going, guys?
What's happening?
It's great. It's sort of a strange sports night last night that you get this. First, the rain delay, and then this crackling little old-fashioned baseball game with
Mark
John
Burley
Lester.
Game.
Yeah, it's a Burley game. You know, Maddox or a Burley game, and he's just dealing. And the basketball was bizarre. I turned it on. I'm like, where's 23? Where is he? What's happening here? And they're like, LeBron with four fouls. And I go, what?
Never happens.
What? I didn't see the fouls.
Okay, I mentally...
Were they fouls?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were fouls. They just... Tyronn Lue just kept him in when he shouldn't have. He wanted to sub him. He told him I should stay in. Sometimes you got to trust guys to not foul again. The fourth foul was a charge. He usually doesn't get that call.
Okay.
Got to sit down.
Because I couldn't really understand it. And then I'm thinking, oh, boy, I don't want to get on Twitter right now because it's probably crazy with the conspiracy theories and people say the NBA wants another game.
Kyrie did his thing, though. Like, he's such a good closer.
How about that last bucket?
Yeah.
How about that little whoop?
The fake pass.
Ooh, yeah. Was that fun?
Yeah.
Nice. Off the bad ankle, too.
He's nasty.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
Jay, you turned me on to the
basketball wizardry.
Yes, he's the handle.
Generational ball handler.
Right, generational ball handler.
Best since Isaiah.
I
was going to say, do you have him as the best ball handler ever?
Since Isaiah. No, I think Isaiah Thomas was the best ever. And then you get to, of course, Tim Hardaway. You know about it because there was the move and all those things. But in terms of getting where you needed to get to hit a shot, I think Isaiah was as good as it got. And then Chris Paul, of course, is right there with him.
How about Steph right now?
Yeah, yeah. But I think Kyrie Irving is a wizard. And he's been that way from day one. He's been that way from New Jersey. He's been that way since Duke.
Just you always knew it.
Always.
His speed with the ball is just ridiculous.
Well, and he uses
and
it.
He's the best finisher.
But that's the thing, he uses it to get to the glass, whereas Steph uses it just to buy a little jump shot space.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there have been some fancy guys, you know, Skip to my Lou and Sebastian Telfair and some of these, you know, a lot of the New York point guards coming after Strickland and some of these guys. But to do it as effectively and efficiently as he does it, there's guys who have a move, you know, a flash that can show you something and go, ooh, that's cute. But he does it almost quietly, where it's not for show all the time. It's just to do what he has to do.
I like when he's got the ball in the air and it, with one hand, and like it comes around in a circle, and he like taps it again to get control.
Yeah.
Does that a lot?
Yeah, he's got professional training since he was a kid too. I mean, his dad played overseas, and his godfather is Rod Strickland. So he's been learning things since he was a baby about handling the ball.
What disappointed me was when LeBron missed that dunk.
He's trying to end the world.
Yeah, but it was the outlet pass.
Yeah, it was
ridiculous.
What Kevin Love did, he takes it away in one motion, rips it away from a guy, and gets it to this loose freight train. And I had that NBA Jam, you know, that kind of build up. And like, oh, dude, come on.
Yeah, Kevin Love as a defender, too, the last year and some change. I mean, we forget.
That last sequence to win the title.
He switched on to Steph Curry and stopped him. So, and Kevin Love, these playoffs, has been a really good defender as well.
17 boards yesterday.
Mm-hmm. But LeBron, you know, you go and play for him, and some guys change. J.R. Smith, right?
Mm-hmm.
Changed, just became responsible as
a
defender.
Little offensive rebound put back last night.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing, you know, watching that last night and seeing them, I thought there was a chance there that I'm like, yeah, are they going to lose this game? Like, what the hell is going on here? And then Kyrie goes crazy in the third, and LeBron had 34 points.
Right.
Like
5 and 6 on the other stuff.
34 points without a foul trouble, and the entire narrative is, how could he let Kyrie finish?
Right. He had 24 in the second half.
He got really hot late.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, and they're terrific front runners. When they get out on you, it's a wrap. You might as well go to bed because you're not about to. And this is the thing, too. This is why greatness is appreciated, because greatness is about consistency. And Marcus Smart turned back into a pumpkin.
Well, and 7 threes from him is absurd.
You knew it was a crazy Marcus Smart game.
Yeah, it was. We talked about it being an outlier. But anything from him is absurd.
Offensively.
Right.
Yeah.
So those guys turn back into pumpkins, and then you start asking Al Horford and Avery Bradley to be your go-to offensive guys. I mean, it worked out the way that you thought it would, but the foul trouble just delayed it a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, it was a cool game to watch.
I've mentally checked out of those series. I regret that I missed it because I'm waiting for the finals. I got that thing. Jay, I thought of you earlier because Danny brought up the sports fetish conversation because Madden brought up Madden said what? That he's got a defensive foot fetish because he loved Ian Happ's technique there in
the
center field.
Oh, yeah, the catch, the sliding catch.
Yeah. But, and so we talked about sort of like, you know, sports things that you fetishize, be it a right field arm for me, or like, then we had a bizarre, like, textures were saying a check swing, a well executed check swing.
Backspin on a golf course.
Right. But
check swing.
Yeah, that was the weirdest one for me.
I thought the guy was a relief pitcher in college who said watching a reliever sprint in from the bullpen, that got him going.
Yeah. Awesome, John Rocker.
Yeah.
That's okay. Fetishizing certain traits.
Just certain little traits.
Certain things that you see in a game.
Right, like not a prototype of a player necessarily, but like, just
not a type
stuff.
Of player, but just like a skill set that is something you like. Great crossover dribble, whatever.
Something like the understated, not a bat flip. I love bat flips, but the understated acknowledgement of a sure home run. You have the Ken Griffey Jr. full follow through, set the bat down. Mm-hmm. There was the Mark McGwire flick it away like a cigarette butt. There's a couple little moves that, like, and not showy, but there's a slot.
The flare.
Yeah, the Schwarbers yesterday. Yeah. The bat was out of his hand before the ball was out of the stadium.
Yeah, but there's a little. I can't quite describe it, but there's a little.
Just little moments that you appreciate that you probably shouldn't appreciate as much as you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Or it could be skill sets that, like, I mentioned, post player footwork, like watching Akeem or James Worthy or Kevin McHale with footwork in the post.
Stanley Roberts.
And Jay, I thought of you because who was the bull who hit the game winner? It was a weird game winner.
Unexpected. The spacing of the play.
Spacing.
Yeah, the
Brad
spacing.
Brad Miller?
Of the
play. Was
no,
that?
No, 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 no.
This is when we were working together a couple years ago. I forget who you. Yes. I know.
I remember the Purdue, play. The former Purdue guard.
Etwan Moore. Yes, and
it was an Etwan Moore game winner.
And the spacing of the play.
Yeah, and you came in and you said, you know how you talk about baseball with certain moments? This was mine.
Yeah.
And what was it? It was the spacing of the inbounds play, right? Or like it was a give and go, I think.
That somebody was sent away from the play just like a couple of feet, and it drew the defender just enough, the help defender, so that Etwan Moore could hit a shot.
Uh-huh.
For me, honestly, over everything, I get to watch it once every other week, pretty much. But to me, there's nothing more fulfilling for me than a stiff jab. Like when because growing up watching boxing with my grandfather, you get knockout punches, you get crazy flurries, you get guys just throwing haymakers.
Oh, but
a jab that stops a grown man in his tracks that is signed up for this. Like there's certain human responses that someone brings out of you. A jab, a clean strike.
And there's so much that it's designed to do in the boxing. Like it stops their momentum. Yeah. It sets up your next thing if you want.
Yeah, the footwork of it too. I mean, the awkward footwork of boxing, the thing that goes against everything in your body in terms of how you want to throw a punch and how you should correctly throw a punch. Yeah, a stiff jab is right there at the top for me.
Hmm.
I don't want to get to, like, I don't want to, I know, because I know this is going to get to, like, well, I don't know if it got to that point where it was, like, guys trying to top each other with how obscure the things
are. We turn into Hawk Carrolls.
For me, it's a guy who could spit gum directly into a bucket.
It's the way you use the rosin bag.
It's
the way you fondle the rosin
bag. I have to think about it. I always like
rosin bag fondlers. I'm going to go see him in Kingston Mines.
Best I ever saw.
I always like odd catcher setups. You know, this guy,
Tony Pena,
Benito Santiago.
With the legs straight out.
There was always a thing. And now everybody does something weird because of how you're receiving pitches and framing and all that. And now everybody sort of understands.
understands that. Catchers have gotten a lot more athletic. But I always talk about the Kerry Wood game. And it top of mind for me, outside Sandy. Of that, was Sandy Martinez.
Mm-hmm. The crab.
Was one of these really bendy catchers.
Mm-hmm. Weird crab
stance. Yeah, the whole game.
I will fight you in the art of the crab.
It was all over the place with weird setups targets. Yeah, and it worked.
That's awesome.
Because the pitches were these bizarro angles.
A texter remembers, Jay, that Mike Dunleavy Jr., the very necessary Mike Dunleavy, he had just returned, and he was the floor spacer that made you so happy.
Yes, and the defender was like, I can't leave Mike. Yes, and each one was like, I got this. Each one was like, fellas, Mike, if you stay where you need to be on this shot, I got this. We're going home.
That's the best.
Steak and chicken for everybody.
You're watching some random thing that's away from the ball. It has to happen.
You see it coming.
You can appreciate it. Yeah.
Of course.
A good play fake, you know, especially that was the reason why I love Boomer as a kid, because he was the best play action passer I'd ever seen.
Steve
he would
DeBerg.
Hide the ball.
For and me, then, Steve DeBerg, yeah.
And then guys started putting it behind their back, and I'm like, oh, now you're in the Matrix now. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, now, Steve DeBerg, take this. Have you seen what Mark Rippon can do?
I always wonder if the number of times you can fool the primary camera. You see it more in college than you do in pros,
because flea flicker.
When you're talking about the best NFL crews, it's simply a better camera operator. Right. But if you get to one of these, like, you know, Espen 4 college games, and you got some crazy option offense, and the camera's just all over the place, like, dude, help me out here.
Bob from Niles is running the camera. I don't know.
Let's try this guy. Somebody's got the ball.
Yeah. That's cool though. On a sports day where, you know, there's not a lot to offer up. That was stretch. You guys, I heard a little bit of it. You guys earned your money today. The recap of the cereal draft.
Around
10:50 or so. Yeah.
Top Gun 2 conversation.
Wait till we further the best James Bond conversation tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll bring that back tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the story about Roger Moore that's online right now going around? I retweeted it. It's unbelievable. I mean,
barbiturate overdose.
No, it's just a wonderful story about. But you should read it word for word. But there was a kid who was 7 years old who saw Roger Moore in an airport in Nice, and he was with his grandfather, and he's like, "That's James Bond. That's James Bond." And he ran right up to him, was reading a paper, and he said, "Can I have your autograph?" And this was very nice long when he signed the back of his ticket. He signed it Roger Moore, and the kid was distraught because he didn't know who Roger Moore was, and he said, "Hey, Grandpa, he signed it wrong." It's supposed to say James Bond. And the grandfather went over and he said, "Excuse me, but what's going on?" Because he didn't know who James Bond was. He didn't know who the grandfather didn't know. So Roger Moore has the kid walk back over.
Because he was French.
But the kid walks back over. And the kid, and he says, "I need to explain why I signed my name Roger Moore. That's because I can't have people know that James Bond is here in this airport. I'm currently undercover. So please keep this a secret. If I sign my name, Blofeld will know where I am." Right? So the kid's like, "Ooh, I'm working with James Bond." Fast forward many years later.
He's 30 years old
He's 30 years old, and he's working as an audio technician. And Roger Moore is coming in to do a PSA for UNICEF. And in between readings, the kid came out and he said to him, "You're not going to remember this, but you know, I want to thank you for doing what you did when I was 7. And Roger Moore says, "Oh, well, that's wonderful. I'm sorry. I don't remember that, but thank you for sharing that." Then later, as he's going to his car, Roger Moore comes over to the guy, now 30, and he says, "I want you to know, I do remember our interaction, but in front of those people, I couldn't let them know, because otherwise Blofeld would know where James Bond is.
I'd have told that kid and his grandfather, kiss my ass." How about that? You come over here, you're crying ass kid, and you don't know who I am. I'm Roger Grant Moore.
Exactly. Doesn't know James
you
Bond.
Kiss my ass.
Go home and watch The Saint.
Right? Roger bleeping Moore.
Right. Anybody at the top of your list, or somebody you bothered in an airport for an autograph?
You know, not that, but I remember I ran into Buddy Guy in a hotel in Wichita, Kansas.
I did.
Like 20 years ago or something. And I said, "Is that you, Buddy Guy?" And he goes, "I think so." Which was awesome. He was so cool.
I should have been more distraught about Cortez Kennedy dying yesterday, because I met him at Russell Maryland's football camp. And he was cool. Chad Hennings was cool. Troy Aikman was cool. Mm. And Michael Irvin, after Emmitt Smith told me to get out of here, kid, Michael Irvin took me to the side and had cheeseburgers with me.
Oh,
wow. Because Emmitt Smith was the only one that didn't want to sign my shirt. He's like, I'm done with this. Get this kid out of here. Look at
that. Irvin had cheeseburgers.
Yeah, nice. Michael Irvin was cool. Then we did a little blow on the side.
Yeah, of course. In an airport, the one guy who was sort of sitting reading the paper with his feet up completely alone at Epley Airfield in Omaha, and he couldn't have been nicer to a young Dan Bernstein, was Mike Ditka.
Nice.
Cool.
That's and then
cool.
You spent 10 years of your career trashing him.
and then we were cool.
No favoritism
when
there.
When he came in and sat in with Terry, everybody had everything out together. It was good.
Of course.
Well, you're the same
Bill
guy.
Bill Murray called my dad out on the, can you sign an autograph or like, will you? And he's like, well, I know how. And then he signed it and was cool about it. But I think my dad was a little starstruck by Bill Murray from Caddyshack. Mm.
I told Bill Murray to kiss my ass too. Sign the autograph, jerk.
Yeah.
That's kind of your default though.
Yes.
It's like,
that's how I say hi.
That's your lead.
Exactly. But what is it? I'm sorry, kiss my ass.
Sorry. Kiss my ass.
It's a continuum.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, by the way, Albert Almora Jr. is going to join us tomorrow. Albert Almora Jr. is going to be on the show at 10:40.
Nice.
You can talk to that young man, get to know him a little. Jay Zawoski's done a couple appearances with him. Says he's a very good guy, good talker.
And he's still here.
Yeah.
Usually when Jay
still here tomorrow.
Yeah, usually really when Jay does an appearance with you, you're shipped off to Nashville or something like that.
Are the fringe Blackhawks that they just sort of get peeled off one by one for various reasons?
They're all gone. Yeah.
They
yeah.
just send them to Jay first, and then they get send them upstairs and get their hockey information. All right, fellas, we got Chris Bryan at 2, Bruce Levine at 4. It's on at 5:30. 3 giveaways.
Yeah, lots of Kuma's Corner cheeseburgers given away.
So it should be fun today.
Excellent. They're Bernstein and Goff. It's the score.
This is Ben Zobrist of the World Series champion Cubs, and you are listening to the Spiegel and Parkins Show on The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. NFL owners passed a rule on Tuesday shortening overtime from 15 minutes to 10 minutes. They did it, they say, in the name of player safety. If this is about player safety, why is there any overtime during an exhibition game? Does anyone really want to watch players who won't be on the regular season roster put themselves at risk in a completely meaningless game? Overtime in exhibition games should simply go away. And if the owners were really serious about player safety, they'd do away with Thursday night games, except on Thanksgiving, which forced players to try to play when dealing with injuries on 3 days rest. That means more guys who might play Sunday forcing themselves to suit up, quote, for the good of the team, often under coach and peer pressure to do so. It also means players being more apt to take painkillers. Player safety? The only thing owners want to protect at all costs are their wallets. I'm John Feinstein.
Dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's got major plans for Memorial Day, but one minor problem.
No pool floats.
More like nothing fun to wear.
Get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's celebrating Memorial Day in a really big way with a huge 50% off all tees, all tanks, all shorts, and all swimwear.
50% off all those styles?
That's right. Right now, get 50% off all tees, tanks, shorts, and swimwear for the whole family at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
That's one major sale. We're going to Old Navy now.
High Fashion. Old Navy.
Valid 5/22 through 6/2. Excludes clearance, active flag tees and tanks, license, and men's package tops.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
They signed Luis Robert. They added to one of the top prospect organizations in the sport. They probably have 3 or 4 in the top 25 in the sport. They are doing the rebuild the right way.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood makes it really simple with our best price. What's that mean? Our best sellers. No gimmicks. Just our best price right up front. Drive a 2017 Kia Soul, now only $12,900. Right now, a new 2017 Kia Forte is just $10,900. Grossinger has over 600 vehicles in stock now, so there's plenty to choose from. Every color and option on the lot during the Kia Summers on Us sales event. Choose no payments for 5 months, plus 0% financing for up to 66 months. And every new Kia we sell is backed by the Grossinger Advantage, including free home delivery, car washes, and courtesy transportation. Stop shopping. Get our best price right up front. Grossinger Kia in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerKia.com. That's GrossingerKia.com.
Stock number A70291, number A70068, plus tax, title, license, and 17215 doc fee. 90-day deferred payments, plus first 2 months on us, up to $1,000 total, with $1,516 for 1,000 finance to well-qualified buyers, expires at month end.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score's Danny Parkins on the Cubs.
I'm a Chicago kid who grew up in the 90s, so I expect three-peats and dynasties. The goal is to win the World Series every year this core of the Cubs steps on. That's not realistic, but the expectation is absolutely World Series or bust.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
They signed Luis Robert. They added to one of the top prospect organizations in the sport. They probably have three or four in the top 25 in the sport. They are doing the rebuild the right way.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon.
Is there ever a scenario where you have too many guys that need to play?
You're absolutely right on. We have a roster right now that you'd like to play guys more often, but there's not as much room. I mean, you only get to play eight without the DH.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins, Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
No more reflux.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
Bernstein and Goff. Chris Bryant joins us at 2. Bruce Levine is going to talk baseball with us at 4. And we have giveaways. We have three $25 gift cards to Kuma's Corner in the West Loop. So if you like cheeseburgers, and who doesn't, you should be listening if you want to win. Surprises along the way as well. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You can email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live, because we're streaming 670thescore.com. We have texting and sexting at 67011. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He's at Jason1Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. We also have the website, BernsteinandGoffShow.com. That's for podcasts and all kinds of things. Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. We have a video stream, which is nice if you want to see what's going on. Hi, hello, how's it going?
And these lovely hats that you see are products of a company called American Needle. Mm-hmm. They are the ones bringing you the video stream that is directed by Brian Gertsch.
Yeah, you want to see some tardy swings. You already hit off Steve Dalkowski.
By acclamation, they say he was the hardest throwing pitcher in the history of the game. Yeah. Unfortunately for him, he couldn't get it in the zone too often.
He was something. He was an alcoholic when he was 17 years old. And he said he just couldn't stop. It's Goldschmidt, 2-for-3.
Yeah, what do you do with that?
I don't know. Hawk's getting very dark in his old age. Like, first it was, I'm going to tell you about this manager, had a horrible lung cancer, smoked all the time, he died of lung cancer. Steve Dalkowski, a terrific, hard thrower, just couldn't stop drinking.
This old pitching coach of mine couldn't stop nailing other people's wives.
Like, they got eaten by a tiger.
Right. And what did you like me to do with that, Hawk?
Where am I supposed to go with this?
The circle change is different from the straight change.
For all you kids out there.
Don't nail anybody else's wife.
And seek help if you can't put the bottle down. And don't smoke unfiltered Camels.
Always know someone's got your back.
There's just...
Yeah, whatevs. That's a lob you throw that just goes out of bounds. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't go get it, man. I'm sorry.
It's over the backboard.
Yeah, I got a cramp as soon as you threw that one up. I got you on the next one.
You don't got that bad ankle.
Right, come on, man. Bounce back.
This is in October.
What the hell is he doing? Like, what are you going to say to a man? All right.
He just couldn't stop.
That's usually what alcoholics have a problem with.
How's it going? I don't know. I can't stop.
Woke up, gargled. It was straight whiskey. Yeah, you can't stop when you're an alcoholic. Thank you, Hawk.
Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
John in New Haven. What's up, John?
Hey, Mike. You know, you were talking about esports before.
Yes.
And I don't know, are you familiar with the game Tecmo Super Bowl?
No, I mean, I saw the thing I don't know any of the games.
So basically, this is a game that came out for the regular Nintendo system.
Wait a second. Are you just trying to be a jerk telling me that game, or you got a more common game?
No. This is a game that came out.
They're telling me this game is in the 80s.
Jesus.
What are you so mad about?
Because he's old and washed.
He's just talking about Tecmo Bowl.
It's a wrap for him. Old people get mad because they know death is near.
I'm literally picturing the Reaper behind him.
Giving them the break signal.
It's holding, waving the scythe and telling him to break. We have time-sensitive spots, and I've come for your soul.
Oh, Tannehill's the Reaper. Let's go.
Start the buses.
131, baby. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
The closer is on. Bow and arrow ready. It's Fernando Rodney, his 18th appearance of the year. Second base. Brandon Drury is there, and the Diamondbacks win it 5-4. There goes the arrow up into the night sky, through the roof.
And Hawk Harrelson said it killed a guy.
He had a problem with just murdering people for a little while. Stoney, what would you like to say about that?
He always liked archery until Stoney at one time when an arrow got him right in the chest, and that was it. That man.
Update. 132 for the Chicago Wolves Update Studio.
The last one was pretty good. The one before that was pretty good. But there's always little things that, you know, we work on in between. Getting a little more rest on this one. We had to spread out his side. But, yes, you know, 2 days ago his side was pretty good again. So I'm hoping, you know, that we see much of the same that he's given us.
Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio on tonight's starter Kyle Hendricks, who's 2-1 over his last five starts with a 1.82 ERA. Cubs host San Francisco tonight. Bosio visiting with Mully and Handley this morning. Lefty Matt Moore goes for the Giants. Chris Bryant will be live on the score at 2 o'clock. White Sox play this afternoon in Arizona. Jose Quintana and Randall Delgado, the starters. Sox dropping the first two games of the series. Elsewhere, top 6, Minnesota 4, Baltimore 1. Top 5, Toronto leads Milwaukee 3-1. Basketball, WNBA, Elena Deladon back in Rosemont. She's got 18. Mystics lead the Sky 76-66 in the fourth. College basketball, it's official. DePaul visits Illinois November 17th. It'll mark the first time they play each other since December of 1957. National Hamburger Day is this Sunday. Nothing says summertime like a big juicy hamburger. Americans eat almost 50 billion burgers a year, so enjoy a burger today, presented by the famous Billy Goat Tavern. Cheeseburger, 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 and Kuma's Corner, open today in the West Loop. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:30 when the Cubs take on the Giants on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Lexus of Naperville.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder 5 times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
This segment's brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Boy, after hearing Joe Maddon talk about the Lester Cueto matchup and how good Johnny Cueto, how deceptive he is, they beat him up pretty good.
Yeah, he made mistakes in the strike zone. Jason Hayward jumped on him, too. I think that was like a scouting report thing. Like, he thinks I'm just going to let this first pitch go by, and yakatow, mm-hmm. It gets out of there really quickly. That was
He hit the ball hard later, too.
Yes, he did, to the warning track, I believe. That was shout-out to John Lester, though, for getting me in and out on the DVR in an hour and 40 this morning. I woke up at around 5:50, and the kid got up at 6, got him his bottle, got him his diaper. Next thing you know, by the time we're getting ready to go out the house, yeah, the ball game's all over. So shout-out to John Lester for making that one efficient and easy. They needed that, too. I know Wade Davis hasn't pitched in a week, and Joe really wanted to get him some work, but you got another day where your bullpen doesn't have to, you know, go out there and overexert itself, and you know, you get that groove back. It feels like the Cubs are getting their groove back no matter who they're playing. The Giants have played well as of late. They're not the Giants that you're used to, but they'll probably get into the swing of things by the time the All-Star break rolls around. But yeah, man, that was fun. It was fun to watch.
I made a mistake.
Good pitching matchup and home runs.
I had, for whatever reason, I knew it was early because it was a national broadcast, and I didn't know that there was also going to be a local version of the broadcast. Yeah. So I turned on the national. Who was doing analysis?
I got the
guy who sounds like this was chewing on his words the whole time.
Bowinkle?
It's what it sounded like.
I only got the local. I got Lynn and JD.
I only got Lynn and JD. My bad, Lynn. That's all I got.
You're my man, 50 grand, Lynn. I don't want to treat you like that.
Yeah, it was just, and I couldn't even concentrate on the actual analysis because I couldn't get past the timbre of his voice was all bizarre. He had that like Evan Turner thing going on.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't quite.
Well, the voice doesn't match the face.
Well, I don't know who it was. I never saw the
who
face.
Who was on the game last night? Were you on MLB Network or were you on?
No, it was
Espen.
It was Espen. Yeah. And I heard a voice that I didn't recognize.
Shep is good at knowing who does every single game in every single city. Who was on a national broadcast last night? Sheparu.
Great question.
It was it was just weird. Yeah. And I checked on Twitter and
a new guy? Like you had never heard the voice before?
Oh no, I'd never heard that voice before. Somebody said it was Eduardo. The first guy says Edward Nunez, and the 708 says Eduardo Perez.
Oh, is Eduardo Perez?
Eduardo Perez said he sounded like he had a lot of liquid in his mouth.
Oh, Eduardo, you never heard Eduardo Perez?
I hadn't.
Really?
I hadn't.
Eduardo's got some stuff for me. I like him a little bit.
There was some.
It was just a voice?
There was some substance there, but however they had the voices
it's
mixed.
It's not Tim Kirkjian. Tim Kirkjian's voice profile is a lot different.
Uh-oh.
Eduardo Perez.
That'll set the crowd. Manny Machado over everything.
That's why you don't boo Manny Machado here. It's like waking a sleeping lion.
Is that who you heard?
Yeah, but maybe he was sick or he had allergies or something last night.
Or maybe he was taking a swig or two, and next thing you know,
now you're Steve Delkowski.
No, I'm not talking about liquor. Maybe just water or anything like that. So,
and I felt really good when I realized, oh, it's also on locally. Okay, yeah. I can go back to my guys.
Well, every once in a while, I'll get banged by the DVR, and it's never fun because you'll press the record button. And it'll be the local blackout for 3 hours of recorded material, and you're like,
but doesn't
I missed the game.
I thought it auto-searches.
Well, they Xfinity took it back to the lab. It hasn't happened in, I'd say, about a month or so. And I could tell there's a difference because, and the auto extend feature is the greatest thing in the world because all I got to do is hit record and no matter what's, you know, coming up afterwards, it'll record straight through. I don't know how they do it, but the magic of television technology has taken me by storm because I love watching and knowing that I'm going to get the entire game.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that anymore. But I don't get the national broadcast too often. I'd rather stick around with Len and JD every once in a while. You know who I really like? Is it Jessica Mendoza?
She's
terrific. Like I like hearing her more than some of the other people that they throw out there at you. Like
she came up with the term cookie zone, right?
Yes.
She coined the term cookie zone.
Yeah, like I
looking at a heat map and saying his cookies are circles. His cookie zone is right down there.
Yeah, and she makes Aaron Boone, I think, a little bit more interesting for me. Like because she brings something out of him that I didn't hear before she jumped on the broadcast. So nationally, I don't usually seek out the national baseball broadcast. National basketball, I do.
I always do.
But yeah locally, I'm good with Len and JJ.
708 says Perez is good, but he sounds like he's doing an impersonation of Andre the Giant. That's very descriptive.
That's but a giant voice.
I'm sorry, Fezzik. I think I jogged too hard.
Yeah, waking a sleeping lion.
No. Giant. You should know. If you sound like Andre the Giant, you should know that it's a sleeping giant.
You also don't want to wake a sleeping lion either. I mean, let's be honest about it, because they sleep, what, 18 hours, 19, 20 hours out of the day.
Best job
in
the
world. And they wake up, they get a little...
I'm still telling you, that's the job
you
want.
And then they send them out to go get the food, and then they come and clean it up.
That's the job you want, is lion.
Lion?
Yes, because if you're...
But you're only going to live for, like, what, 15, 16 years?
Yeah, but we don't know how they perceive that. Maybe that feels like 80 years to them,
right?
I mean, a mayfly that lives for 2 days might... to that mayfly, that might feel like 80 years. So, you know, we don't... It's all relative to perception.
All right, I got you.
So, but if you, you know, your kids... You say, what do you want to be when you grow up? Have your kids be a lion? Because
the gorilla.
No, you don't want that. Because all the family dynamics and all that. But see, a lion, you lie around all day. You sleep. You have sex all the time. Mm. Occasionally, you have to chase after something. And then you spend hours eating it. When you're done, you give it to the hyenas. And then you go back to sleep. That's a good job.
So you're an athlete.
It's a good job. Exactly. You're an NBA player.
So pretty much you're an athlete.
That's not the job I want. I want to be an owl is the job I want.
What?
I always want to be an owl.
You want a head that turns all the way around?
Yeah, you kind of chill.
You want to be an owl?
You're
up. You Drake?
No, that's my spirit animal. Yours,
really?
Yours is a lion. Oh, yes. Yeah. Mine is an owl.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I know you got to think for birds.
I got to think for birds of prey. But yeah. But they sort of have the night to themselves.
An owl.
They're the apex predator at night.
Mm-hmm.
So you know they
go pick off squirrels and mice. I should say.
It's kind of a chill life. You can never hear them coming. They've got
people aren't just picking them off all the time either. Right. So you're good.
And they,
who kills an owl? Nothing, right? Nothing goes after an owl.
Right, nothing chases an owl on purpose. Right, cause, you know, I don't think so.
Unless, falls on the ground dead. And, you know, things eat it. But
although there was an owl that we knew of, the great horned owl that lived in Ventana Canyon, that was killed by a red tailed hawk. And I don't know why the hawk would bother.
All right.
Again, working dark again.
This guy, really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was maybe during changeover period when the day shift is over and the night shift's coming on. It's like, your ground squirrels are all yours.
Less killed an owl.
No, but they're the same thing. They just one wherever they live. Even here in the Chicago area, one takes over for the other. Day shift, night shift, they eat the same things.
Right?
Oh, yeah, those poor chipmunks are like, God, all I want to do is go out at night, and now this guy's here, right?
Yeah. Well, you learn something every day messing around with Danny B.
And it's the only animal that eats a skunk is the great horned owl. I don't know why they want to. Yeah, they got no sense of smell. And because they attack from above and silently, the skunk can't react in time to release any of the stink.
Mm-hmm.
And they just grab it and eat it.
Every time I smell a skunk, I have to play the game. Did someone just light up, or is that the animal? Because you got to make sure, you know.
Oh, that's a pretty distinct... If you have a human being that's producing...
No, light up. Like,
oh, that, yeah. Oh, like someone just light up. I thought you meant somebody depends what you're feeding your kids.
Walking around farting, smelling like a skunk. No.
Like, you have to be... It's a pretty special diet right there.
No, did someone just light the joint or something? Or is there an animal I should be worrying about? I heard a skunk and an alley cat fight damn near to the death. I will never forget. It was the most traumatic thing. I was like 10 years old, and you can hear something banging up against the house, right?
Really?
And you hear, yeah! And I'm like, yo, it's going down outside. And then the next morning, I peek over, and I see that the skunk did not win. It must have been a couple of alley cats, but the skunk was just laying there bloodied. And I'm like, this sucks. Like, we need to move. If they're killer alley cats around here in Evanston, we need to get up out of here, go back to Rogers Park where it's safe.
That's some serious stuff.
Yeah, dude. And it's like 2 a.m. I couldn't sleep. I'm a kid and I just hear the slow death of a skunk outside my window. I can't go in the room and say, hey, mom, dad, there's a skunk dying. They say, shut your ass up and get back in the bed. So I had to listen.
Thanks
to
for the update.
Right.
Further bulletins as events warrant.
Sit there and listen to the poor massacre of a skunk.
This segment was brought to you by Discount Tire. Visit Discount Tire this Friday and Saturday and get up to $320 on select tire and wheel packages purchased with Discount Tire credit. Nice. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires. We look forward to talking to Chris Bryant at the top of the hour on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hello, this is Dan Mayer from Northwest Metalcraft in Arlington Heights, a family-owned business celebrating 70 years as a local top pick for patio furniture, fire pits, and barbecues. We'd love to help you celebrate Memorial Day in style. Stop in and take advantage of our sale this weekend only on all outdoor furnishings. Our 22,000 square foot showroom has a fantastic selection of patio furniture that is built to last and priced just right. From contemporary to traditional, we have the perfect fit for your outdoor living. We carry more than 20 different manufacturers, including Troppatone, Woodard, Lloyd Flanders, and Kingsley Bate. Need something to complete your perfect patio? A brand new grill will do just that. We have over 40 grills on display by Weber, Bromaster, Solair, and Memphis, starting as low as $199. Additional Memorial Day savings this weekend only on all in-stock furniture. There's never been a better time to buy. We are open from 11 to 3 on Memorial Day. See what's cooking at our 70th anniversary cookout, Saturday, May 27th, between 11 and 3. Northwest Metalcraft is located at 413 South Arlington Heights Road in Arlington Heights. Visit us at nwmetalcraft.com. See you soon.
This summer, Amstel Light and 670 The Score invite you to make it a light round. Visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a free round of golf with your Amstel Light purchase. Courses include Bolingbrook Golf Club, Cantini, Deer Path, Fox Lake Country Club, Harborside, Highland Park Country Club, Pinecrest Golf Club, Boughton Ridge, and Vernon Hills Golf Club. At home or at the 19th hole, choose Amstel Light and make it a light round. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2017 Amstel Light Lager Beer, Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
Who has the finest burgers in Chicagoland? Kuma's Corner. Ron Kane here, president of Kuma's. Our new West Loop location is now open. Kuma's, crowned the city's best burgers by the Chicago Tribune, has been serving up beef, bacon, and craft brews and is now grilling in the West Loop and Fulton Market neighborhoods. Come feast on the planet's best burgers at Kuma's West Loop, Avondale, Lakeview, Schaumburg, and in Indy, or go to kumascorner.com. When you think burgers, think Kuma's.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Today, if you're a White Sox fan, I know this is a tough thing for us to do, but today is the day where you do not have a gripe, you do not have something in your heart that says, I don't like this team for this reason. This is a terrific move.
Smile, White Sox fan.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The next generation of power is at the Home Depot, and it's found in Ryobi One Plus tools. Right now, during Ryobi Days, buy a Ryobi One Plus lithium-ion compact drill driver kit and get another select Ryobi One Plus tool free, a $79 value. The same battery runs both tools, plus over 70 other One Plus tools. So drill it, drive it, cut it, and save during Ryobi Days, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid 5/18 through 6/22.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's got major plans for Memorial Day, but one minor problem.
No pool floats.
More like nothing fun to wear.
Get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, Old Navy's celebrating Memorial Day in a really big way with a huge 50% off all tees, all tanks, all shorts, and all swimwear.
50% off all those styles?
That's right. Right now, get 50% off all tees, tanks, shorts, and swimwear for the whole family at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
That's one major sale. We're going to Old Navy now.
High Fashion. Old Navy.
Valid 5/22/62. Excludes clearance, active flag tees and tanks, license, and men's package tops.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the Emmy-winning Amazing Race with the biggest twist ever.
Go!
Go, go, go!
These contestants are racing around the world.
This is going to be awesome.
With a total stranger they just met.
Are you kidding me with this?
We are the most oddballer combination here.
Now they're on the adventure of a lifetime.
I'm trying to meet you halfway.
Please.
I'm calm down. You should know. Telling me to calm down makes me worse.
I can tell.
The Amazing Race. CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Original reporting sets us apart on the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley.
We always ask ourselves on every story we do, is it right? Is it fair? Is it honest?
Top advisors admit the president was at a crossroads.
These strikes could backfire.
The experience that we have makes our broadcast unique.
Smoke from this fire is simply intense.
They've been met with a heavy police presence here.
I want the audience to say, wow, that was worth my time. I learned something.
The CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Original reporting.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Area on select models.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I'm starting to come out of it, and no doubt there's going to be a long stretch of where he's swinging the bat incredibly well to compensate for what's been a little bit of a down start to the year for him.
3-2 to Schwarber, drilled in the air, deep right field, get out the tape measure, long gone. Sheffield Avenue, about 460 feet for Kyle Schwarber. Cubs lead 1-0. What a rocket.
470, right?
Yeah, Kyle, short and quick. That thing got out of there. And when he hits it, you know, all you're wondering before you get the wide angle is if it's fair or foul. You know, he's one of the few guys where once he gets it, you know it's a wrap. There's no drifting. The outfielder is just showing respect to the pitcher by acting like he can get it. But that thing,
I'll run after it. Right, but I know.
Oh my goodness! If this ballpark had 50 more feet, I would have got that out for you. Johnny Cueto was just wild in the strike zone, and he was throwing too many strikes to really good hitters. Anthony Rizzo got him too. Anthony Rizzo's home run was nice as well. You know, you get a nice count. You get a guy who grooves one into you, thinking that he can quick pitch you or throw you off with his crazy mechanics, and you know they're good strike hitters.
This segment brought to you by Jimmy John's. Give the gift of yum with a Jimmy John's gift card. Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's freaky fast, freaky fresh. And when we're talking about that idea during transition of fetishizing certain things in sports, I would add the pitcher that varies his windups and deliveries, that isn't a cookie-cutter style pitcher. And Cueto is a very interesting pitcher to watch, in much in the way when we were discussing Freddy Garcia, where you vary your stop positions. You move around on the rubber. You do that Louis Tiant backspin. It allowed me to have a conversation with my kid about who Louis Tiant was and just how interesting Luis Tiant was as a pitcher. Like, and one of these also great clubhouse guy. You know, these big personalities, the stories about him.
Characters of the game.
The cigar in the shower all the time. Think about that. This big, fat Cuban pitcher would smoke his cigar in the shower. You must really like cigars.
You ever had a shower beer?
Oh, sure.
I didn't know about it until I moved to Atlanta. My co-host, Mac McDonald, and my producer, Alec Campbell, told me that shower beers are necessary. I didn't have the same college experience, obviously, as they did, but shower beers are a thing.
One of the great white trash pleasures is the shower beer.
Give me the others, Dan Bernstein. Pull up a chair, everyone. You can't just hawk it. You know, you can't just give me the number one. You got to give me 2 through 5 right now.
Chili dogs. I would say the shower beer wasn't a college thing for me. When I lived in Rockford, I don't know why, I would get off of work, and most of the nights ended up the same. We'd be at LT's eating wings and drinking beer and doing shtick. But there was a little convenience store near me where I would buy a St. Pauli Girl bomber, like
a tall
24-ounce bottle mm-hmm. of St. Pauli Girl. And it was always ice cold, and you have this shower and that. And that was, that was like a happy place now that I think about it. You have no responsibilities in the world.
A lot more simple, wasn't it?
Right. You're 23 years old. You don't have any damn offspring or members of offspring.
All you have to do is worry about not dying today.
Yeah,
make sure you don't die today.
Make sure I don't get arrested.
Right.
Make sure I don't impregnate anybody.
Make sure
I don't die. Make sure
I'm sure the co-eds took care of that other part for you.
Keep my job another
day. Yeah, that's it.
But
that's all you got to do.
It's like, you know what? Life is good. I don't need much.
Yeah, I didn't do the shower beers, but I definitely took a shower after I vibed. You know, because I did not like the smell of it or the smell on people when they were around. You know, you just the people who constantly smell like weed, where it's like, come on, bro, like you don't know that you smell like a cloud of weed right now. Like, oh, I forgot to do my shirt laundry. It's like, come on, man. I would take 2 or 3 showers, and I enjoyed how the water felt when I was in a blissful state. So I didn't do the shower beer.
I read the story, the Vanity Fair piece, the oral history of Pulp Fiction. Okay. And they were talking that John Travolta, when he had to do the scene where Vincent Vega is mm-hmm. on heroin and sort of just, mellowing out after he does heroin. And he sort of asks, like, how do I
come down?
How do I actually understand what I'm supposed to feel like? And somebody who had done it before said the best way you can approximate it is drink a bunch of tequila. Wait about a half an hour. And then take a warm bath. And then if you need that sort of emotional play, because some actors need to actually access mm-hmm. a certain feeling. And he said that's what he did. And so it was to get where he needed to get.
The
tequila bath, they said, was as close as you're going to get to getting there for acting purposes.
Without the throwing up and stealing from your mother.
And the whole being addicted thing and dying in a car in Ohio.
Right. Hopefully you're a musician so people could celebrate your life. If not, you'll just be in a nameless grave. Chris, and Hawk will be talking about you.
Hawk, let me tell you something, Stoney. I knew Jimi Hendrix back in the day.
We're going to be better drummer than he was a guitar player.
Be joined by Chris Bryant of the Chicago Cubs next on The Score.
Last night at 5, Bernstein and Goff talk Cubs live with Theo Epstein.
Winning is always about team, and so you have to opt back in. And I think our guys are really together and have bought into the team concept. No one's grumbling about playing time or role or anything like that. There's zero.
Hear Bernstein and Goff's entire interview with Theo Epstein at 670thescore.com. I'm here with Max Reed, business leader faculty member at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. So, Max, building success can take a long time. How do you stay motivated and avoid celebrating too early?
A big danger in sports and in business is celebrating before the game is over. Winning the first half does not mean winning the game. Making your first quarter revenue goals does not mean you'll end the year in the black. Being ahead can give you momentum to build on, but if a leader does not harness that effectively, there's still time for things to fall apart, and often they do. Letting your team rest before the final whistle is blown, and your hard work can come undone. Winning organizations succeed because they've defined their game plan, they're constantly measuring their success, and they adjust and tweak when necessary, but they never lose sight of the ultimate goal, and they play until the whistle is blown.
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at lakeforestmba.edu.
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B Porter, Indiana. Look for the big red building. They've been in business over 40 years and are exploding with deals for your celebration. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrifield, and head to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the big red building or visit sheltonfireworks.com. Shelton Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace is your neighborhood place for everything Yeti, from coolers to drinkware. And right now, for the first time ever, Yeti is on sale. During the Ace Memorial Day sale, save 25% on Yeti Wrangler stainless steel drinkware. It's virtually indestructible and keeps drinks hot or cold for longer. So hurry into your local Ace and save 25% on Yeti stainless steel drinkware. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only through June 4th. Excludes Duracoat colors and jugs. See participating stores for details.
Get to JCPenney and celebrate savings at our Memorial Day sale. Get up to 40% on some of our best LG appliances like select top-load washers, refrigerators, and more. Plus, 30-month special financing on purchases of $7.99 or more with your JCPenney credit card. Plus, free delivery and basic installation on all appliance purchases over $2.99. Save on LG major appliances now at JCPenney. That's getting your pennies worth. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid 5/17/67. Subject to credit approval. Must request a time of purchase. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or jcp.com/appliances for details.
Good news, it's spring. Better news, the Powerball jackpot is more than $250 million. Talk about a win-win. It just keeps growing and growing. We'll repeat that. The Powerball jackpot is more than $250 million. You can go to IllinoisLottery.com for the latest jackpot updates. Now go, get out there and play because the jackpot is growing and luck is everywhere. Play responsibly, must be 18 or older.
Thanks.